Hello, and welcome to the HR Learning Podcast. My name is Heidi McCumber, and I'm sharing with you the things I love, anything having to do with employment law and human resources. As I read, you read.
The following is a 4/23/2020 news release from the Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division. Tucson, Arizona, company to pay back wages after denying paid sick leave to worker whose doctor ordered coronavirus quarantine. Tucson, Arizona. After an investigation by the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, WHD, Bear Creek Electrical, an electrical company based in Tucson, Arizona, will pay one employee $1,600 for refusing to provide him sick leave under the newly passed Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act after healthcare providers ordered him to self-quarantine with potential coronavirus symptoms. WHD investigators found that Bear Creek Electrical failed to pay the employee for what qualified as paid sick leave covering the hours he spent at home after the company received documentation of his doctor's instructions to self-quarantine. The employer will pay the employee's full wages of $20 an hour for 80 hours of leave. The affected worker disclosed to WHD that he lives paycheck to paycheck and is depending on this payment to continue supporting his wife and children, to cover rent, and to pay other bills. Bear Creek Electrical also agreed to future compliance with the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, the FFCRA, which went into effect on April 1, 2020. This case should serve as a signal to others that the U.S. Department of Labor is working to protect employee rights during the coronavirus pandemic, said Wage and Hour District Director Eric Murray in Phoenix, Arizona. We encourage employers and employees to call us for assistance to improve their understanding of new labor standards under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act and use our educational online tools to avoid violations like those found in this investigation. The FFCRA helps the U.S. combat and defeat the workplace effects of the coronavirus by giving tax credits to all American businesses with fewer than 500 employees to provide employees with paid leave for the employee's own health needs or to care for family members. The law enables employers to keep their workers on their payrolls, while at the same time ensuring that workers are not forced to choose between their paychecks and the public health measures needed to combat the virus. WHD provides additional information on common issues employers and employees face when responding to the coronavirus and its effects on wages and hours worked under the Fair Labor Standards Act and on job protected leave under the Family and Medical Leave Act. For more information about the laws enforced by WHD, you can call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit www.dol.gov/agencies/WHD. I will post these links on the blog.
Thanks again for listening to the HR Learning Podcast. Copyright HeidiMcCumber.com. All rights reserved.